You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor. Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Once again, congratulations. Brittany Merlot, Civic Media meteorologist. We are so incredibly proud of her. Three Wisconsin Broadcasting Association first place awards. That's absolutely fantastic. Congratulations, Brittany. We are so proud to have you on here. And we want to throw a party for you, even if you can't make it.
Yep. Yeah, we can't make it.
Just
want
to do a thing where we'll get some free booze and friends, free food and stuff. And if you can't make it, we'll just call you or something.
Send you some pictures.
Yep. And the NEW Zoological Society, we're looking at working with them too, even if they can't make it.
I'm here, John.
Christine, I didn't even see you there. You're so quiet.
Yeah, right.
Christine Schutze. You are the director of development, which means you're the fundraiser. You're the fundraising lady.
One of many things I do there, yes.
And the zoo, I think we should just remind people that that is a accredited award-winning zoo. That's like way up there.
Yes. So
I want to, okay, give me a favor. Pull back your sweater a little bit. What's that logo? What is that of? Is that a lion?
It's a lion.
Oh, that is a lion.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we just got a new one. We need to talk about that too.
That's a cool logo.
That,
yeah. Okay, nice.
So the new zoo here, the new zoo and adventure park is its official name here in Brown County. It's owned by the county, but it's an AZA accredited zoo, has been for now about 28 years. Mm-hmm. And that just means we're one of the best 240 zoos in the U.S. It is quite an achievement. Every 5 years, you have to go through quite an inspection. It's like a three-day process of looking at your animals.
I have to assume there's thousands, right?
Zoos?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, thousands and thousands of zoos. But only 240 get that AZA accreditation, which is pretty cool.
It is.
The Zoological Society, which is what I work for.
Hey, welcome to our world once again. Everybody that we're bringing on today is cooler and more successful than us. So go ahead.
You're so funny. The Zoological Society is the fundraising arm of the new zoo. So the zoo is owned by the county, but doesn't get any taxpayer dollars or any county money. So we step in, and every time the zoo needs something, we raise money, and we are able to build buildings and bring in new animals and do all sorts of fun stuff.
That's awesome.
And what's the latest and greatest?
Well, the latest and greatest at the zoo is the new lioness that we brought in about 2 weeks ago. So unfortunately,
cool.
We lost our older female lion maybe 3 months ago or so. And we...
How long did they live?
She was, I think, 20, which is very old, even in captivity. So they live a lot longer in captivity. They don't have predators. They get fed regularly. They get medical care. So we keep them, you know, very healthy and very good. But she just had some health issues, some kidney issues, arthritis, and it was just...
I heard she tipped it a little bit, right?
No, John, she did not tip it a little bit.
Heard somebody's putting vodka in her. Yes or no?
Now I know where the rumors in Green Bay come from.
Just throwing it out there. Sorry, Christy.
Yeah.
So how do you find the new line? Do you work with the
AZA.
Other 248?
Yeah. So our zoo director or
curator... Did they charge you?
Does not cost to get a lion or any other animal. Could anybody get one? No.
You're accredited zoo.
No, remember the Tupac? You were mayor at the time. The Tupacer players had him. They got arrested. Remember? Travis Jervey and LaShawn Johnson.
Yes, I remember that.
Then baby lions.
Yes.
Well, that was Bellevue. Would that be considered your...
That's not my jurisdiction,
there was just,
but really, there,
there was
okay.
actually...
When I lived in Bellevue, I voted for you.
There was an exotic animal confiscated a couple of weeks ago. So people get them without permits, and then the police find them. And
oh, God, that guy on the east side. Remember we put the smackdown on him?
Yeah. The monkey?
Yeah. No, reptile stuff, you know?
Oh, yes, yes. There's always things that come up.
Rico was the name of the monkey.
Rico.
Remember that?
Rico was the name of the monkey.
Jasper. That was unbelievable, wasn't it?
We got a text from Sarah. Did the other otter ever come home?
No, not yet, but there was a sighting of him last week. So Louis is still, well, I haven't been at the zoo since
Louis's on the run.
Louis's on the run. Hey,
that's never been said before.
Yeah. Louis's having a good time.
But Ophelia is back.
Yo, Louis's going to get caught. He's going to say, it was worth it.
Ophelia's like, where's Louis? Yes. We got to bring him back. And Louis's like, I'm fine. We're good old, what's her name, Ophelia?
Ophelia.
We're good, Ophelia. Right. Give me a couple more weeks.
Yeah. So Louis, that's Louis's been...
Louis's
on the
been on the run
for a
while. Yep. Yeah. So mating season for otters is just winding down.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So if we are going to get him back, it
Ophelia,
will be.
Ophelia, I'm coming home. I'm worn out.
There was a sighting
I've
last week.
Let me alone.
Somebody was talking.
Oh, he's crazy.
Give me the remote.
Otters. What a bunch of skanks out there. My God. Oh my God.
I didn't think it was going to be that bad.
I'm coming home, Ophelia. I've had enough. I might have caught something.
Oh, John.
Just need a shot.
All right, the otter, it's exciting.
We got a new lion. The otter is still missing.
I swear to where he was seen. Was he seen in our community?
He was seen out in the reforestation camp.
Okay,
yep,
all right.
By
so that's
a hiker
close
out
enough.
There. So, right. And he was insistent that it was
gold
Louis.
Chain. Is that true? No. All right. Driving a convertible.
No, he's not.
All right, never mind. Go ahead.
Otter's hair slicked back. Yeah.
How you doing?
Okay, so you got a lion.
We got a lion. I brought you guys a present this morning.
All right.
We can't forget to talk about it. So remember the last time I was here? You guys had some real problems.
Once you meet an otter on the run, you don't go back.
You had some real problems figuring out what a certain animal was. Do you remember what that animal was? You just had no clue.
Turtle?
You know what a turtle
Sloth?
Is.
Well, I thought maybe male, female, we didn't know.
A red panda.
Oh yeah. Yes.
There you
oh
go.
My God.
So I brought you a red panda this morning.
Thank you. That's nice. What a red panda actually looks like.
Yes.
Yep. That's it.
That's our
Right. You're the one that said, didn't Nixon give us some from China? Or did you get
yes,
some from China?
You guys were onto
wait,
the,
that's
I
right.
was close
the
to
giant
that.
Pandas. Yes. No. Wow. That is a red panda. That is what we have at the zoo.
I wow. love that.
That's great.
I'm yeah. going to put it on our trophy case
trophy
here.
Right. with the fact
did you name him?
I love him.
Can we name him? You can name him, yeah.
Contest. We got a contest going for our listeners. Name our red panda. Todd, what do they win?
We'll give him a $25 gift card from the Nicolet Bank.
There you go.
You know what? They win two admission passes to the new zoo.
We can do that.
Oh, wow. That's a package. Nice prize package.
What is the name of your red otter?
Red panda?
Panda.
Oh, that's...
I swear, I saw the otter. I'm still looking for Louis.
Hey, once you get a red otter, yeah. you don't go back.
I know one of them's General Tsao, but I don't know them by name.
Okay. All right, just...
So...
Okay, all right, listeners.
It'll be my homework.
Yeah. We're disappointed you don't have that name right off the top of your head,
okay,
Christine.
I'll find it for you.
Okay. All right.
I'll find it for
Thank
you.
Thank you.
I brought my laptop this morning so you guys couldn't stump me.
Got a text here from Tina. Louis is still lost because he refused to ask for directions. Tina.
That's true. He's a man.
He's a guy.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm with Johnny on why he's lost.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, once you meet an otter on the run, you don't go back. You know what I'm saying? How you doing?
Maybe you should come out and look for our otter.
I will.
Us.
Yeah. I will do that.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll be getting that SOS call. So, I'm lost.
Just throwing it out there.
So, director of development, that is code for fundraiser.
That is code for fundraiser. You know that, right?
I do. What are you? Do you have a specific project, or is it just operations?
So we always are raising funds for operations.
Yep,
kind of,
that.
You know, behind the scenes, yep. not real vocal about it. When we do get vocal and we start telling the public is when we have a larger, more capitalish campaign, and we are just gearing up for a campaign that I kind of briefed you about the last visit, and we haven't gone public, and we probably won't for a few months yet, but. It's called Renew the Zoo, I will tell you that. And it's really a campaign that we are going to give the zoo a facelift, mm-hmm. really bring it into this year. Some of the buildings are tired. They've been around for a long time since there's a building there that the Barths lived in when they were running it as a prison camp. So lots of old buildings, some things, they need facelifts, they need to be redone. And then we're also going to enlarge some animal habitats, maybe bring in some new animals, bring in some more animals. So it's a little bit of everything.
We talked a little bit, and you made the structure maybe what? The structure,
we talked about the penguin thing last time.
Well, we're talking about the structure might be more glass, more transparent, right? Because right now, some of the animals.
Is it more year round or something?
Sometimes animals go into their cave and it's like, where is it?
Yeah, so we were talking about the penguins in particular. That is a plan. We just got our first estimates, bids on it from a construction company. We're going to enlarge. The plan is to enlarge the penguin habitat and add a large glass window. So in the winter, you'll be able to see the penguins.
That's cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
This is all secret information, though, so don't tell anybody.
I'm not going to tell anybody about this new secret thing you're doing.
Don't tell anybody.
I won't.
All right. So you've done the feasibility study. You're just tweaking the numbers now, because when you go out with a number, you got to have a number. When you launch a capital campaign, it's got to be like, well, I don't know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it's got
to
be X.
I hope we're in the 3 to 5 million. I mean, not huge. Yeah. You're just going to write us a check, right?
No, I'm just saying. That is not a huge campaign.
There's another one kicking off. For us, it's huge. I mean, that will be the biggest campaign we've done.
Are you doing naming rights?
Absolutely.
Okay. Mino and the mayor.
Right. The penguin have
what,
it. Have
what
it.
Do we get? What do we get for $200?
We're both
bucks.
Pretty, we're both basically built like penguins, so we might
bucks.
As well.
Yeah.
Well, that's all right. That's great.
How much is naming rights?
I don't know that yet.
All right.
Don't know that
it's
yet.
It's gonna be
what a time.
$500,000 for sure.
All right.
Yeah, a couple million. You know. That's
what,
all.
What can we get? Because we've been somewhat disappointed with the new Veterans Village they're building in Green Bay. So we went to Mino the Mayor Museum, and they have somebody now that wants that as well for like $50,000. And we're offering like $500.
But all that free airtime they got,
yes,
John.
Yes, exactly.
That's well over $550,000.
Right. So could we work on something where we could pay you in on-air advertising?
Absolutely.
We don't
or
just
we,
what?
We just want to help her achieve her goal.
You could pay me in helping me with some donors, because the person sitting next to you has a
Rolodex.
Oh,
he's got the connection.
Yeah,
oh my God.
He does.
I got nothing. Yeah. He's got everything.
He's got nothing.
That's good to hear, because there's another campaign that's being launched that's significantly more than that. So, I mean, 3 to 5 million is not, it's a lot of money,
but doable.
It's doable. Yeah, that's
it's
the word
doable.
I'm looking for. It's doable.
Hey, the.
So it's 12.
The Red Panda, their names are General Tsao, Zaya, Chia, and those are the three we have right now. One was shipped out to another AZA zoo, so we're waiting to get a fourth one back. So Chia,
the one you
Zaya,
have is already named, or are you still working on the contest for names?
No, we don't.
They're named. But
we can only have naming contests, and we don't do it real often. There's a lot of pros and cons to it. If something happens
already,
to that animal...
Do they already answer to a certain name?
Yes. When an animal transfers in from another AZA zoo, they have a name from that zoo.
Got it.
When babies are born at a zoo, usually... Well, here in Green Bay, we let the keepers name them, typically. If you do a big naming campaign, yes, it gets you a lot of publicity, but if something happens to that animal, all of a sudden that great positive publicity turns negative. So there's pros and cons with that.
And then... I don't know if that's the best thing to change its name midstream.
Oh, no, we would not change its name.
Because you see me laying on the couch. I never knew who I was.
I know.
I never knew
I
who I was.
That could lead to angst.
Our new female lion, her name is Anga.
Anga.
Anga. She's 3 years old.
She came
from the Knoxville Zoo.
She's Inga?
Beautiful. Beautiful. And she's just starting to get along with Lloyd. So they're in their habitat together and they aren't fighting. So that's all good news.
Wow. Play some Barry White. In the background.
John, your mind.
I'm just saying.
I'm just asking,
okay? I'm trying to promulgate for you people.
All right.
I got a thing here. The Mino the Mayor donkey exhibit sounds good.
Donkey exhibit.
No,
we have goats
and
cows in the children's zoo.
You have cows in a zoo?
We have two. Yeah, they're really cool cows. Yeah.
Well,
let me see if I can find one. I've never
been to a zoo.
Not sure I'd go to a zoo to see a cow.
Well, you're right, but in the children's zoo, we have animals that kids can like feed. So we have to.
I don't know, because if some kid's gonna raise his hand, what'd you see at the zoo? A cow, and all the other kids are gonna laugh at him.
I agree with you.
You know,
some people. Their
would you
favorite
on summer
animals.
Vacation, Johnny? I went to the zoo and I saw a cow, and my dad raised him.
They're Galloway cows.
And my dad's got an artificial hip.
They're Galloway cows. Their names are Olivia and Emily.
Well, okay.
They're really cool.
All right, when we come back, we're gonna get focused.
Back after this. My darling,
you're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Little Barry White. for your lion.
Oh. Well, that's Todd is always on the ball.
That's Todd.
That might get the otter back. You never know.
We should try that.
I knew coming here on a Monday morning at 7 o'clock.
We'll pipe some music.
Start my week well.
We're gonna some music in the rear frustration camp.
Absolutely.
Say, you know what? I want to go back and
absolutely.
I'll take a different angle.
So, where's the last time you saw the otter?
There's a pond. They call it North Pond.
Okay.
Out in the reforestation camp. That's where the last sighting was. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You know, there's a lot of people though, very with good intentions. They come running in with videos of muskrats that they see all over near the zoo. There was a great video that somebody brought in, and it was a mink chasing a fox.
Wow.
It was the coolest video. So the thought is, Carmen, our director, thinks that the fox probably went in to get a baby mink, steal a baby mink, and the mink took after it, and it was a chase.
I didn't know a mink would go after a fox.
I didn't either,
it game over.
It didn't catch it. Oh. It didn't catch it, but it was, I mean, it
I
was
would
a,
love to
it was
see
a chase.
That. Wow.
It was a chase, yeah.
That's incredible. So, all right. So what else can we do for you, Christine? Because you guys great things over there. How can we help you?
Well, thanks. We can talk about our first fundraising event, which is coming up on June 10th. It's called Sippin' Safari, and it is a leisurely walk around the zoo on a Tuesday evening, and you get to taste wine. Seven or eight different wineries will have samples of their wine out. When you arrive, you'll get a charcuterie box, so you'll get some munchies to go with your wine, and it's just a great, very laid-back evening at the zoo.
Sounds
it's
like
kind
fun.
Of a smaller laid-back version of our big Feast with the Beast event. Mm-hmm. So tickets are on sale for that. Again, June 10th. It's a Tuesday from 5 to 8 p.m. So
that is a great,
come on out.
That is a great date night thing. It's different.
Yes.
It's wine. It's
wine.
It's not stressful. You don't have to stand in line.
And people really enjoy evenings at the zoo.
Oh, yeah.
They tell us that they see animals that they don't see when they bring up their kids during the day.
Yeah.
Some of the animals are more active at that time of the day. Mm-hmm. So people really enjoy that. So
all
that's
right.
Our June event.
We're there.
Then we are just going public. Actually, I think this right now will be the first time we've talked about it public. We have our next conservation travel trip ready to go. And we are going to the Galapagos Islands next year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's huge.
So you can come with us. All the information is on our website. We're spending 7 nights aboard a National Geographic ship.
Holy crap.
Wow.
7 nights, 7 different islands, minimum of 7 different islands.
Is that a big shark area?
In one place, there sharks are more common than others.
I know there's one area around there where people go specifically to dive with the sharks.
Yes.
I had a buddy that did that.
Yes. And there are whale sharks there. You can dive with whale sharks.
Okay.
Those are not dangerous at all. But there is a lot. There's snorkeling. There's kayaking. There's exploring all the islands. We're just going to do
it's
all.
It's like the place to go for stuff like that.
It is the place to go for conservation.
Wow,
we're
going to
go
huge.
See the Galapagos tortoises. Yep.
If I learned to swim by then,
John,
I'm
we're
coming.
Going to see the boobies. You would love it. The blue-footed boobies.
Todd, I have no idea what that means. Todd?
I think we all understand.
All right.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. So
that is huge what you guys are doing.
How does
so this
that
will
work?
Be our third trip. I'm sorry, it'll be our fourth trip. How does it work?
Yeah.
I actually, on behalf of the society, put these trips together, and we first offer them to our volunteers and donors to join us. They pay full price, but they are very happy to do that because they're traveling with like-minded individuals.
Right.
A lot of them wouldn't go on these trips alone, but they've always wanted to go. So they're like, oh, wow, I've always wanted to go to Africa, and now I get a chance to go with 30 other people from the new zoo.
Right.
So the first three trips have sold out.
Where were they?
Wow.
First year we went to Tanzania.
Nice.
That was three
You've
years
been there,
ago.
Right?
I've been there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Last year we
took
went
them
to,
on a safari, I take it.
Yeah.
Yep. Last year we went to Costa Rica.
Nice. That's very, very popular.
In August, we're going to South Africa. First, we're going down to Cape Town to see the African penguins.
Wow, yeah, you're going pretty well.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Then we're going up to just outside of Kruger National Park, and we're going to do some more safaris.
Where's
so
that?
That's in August. Kruger is just on the very northeast side of South Africa.
Okay.
Probably one of the biggest and most famous national parks in Africa.
Wow.
And then we've just announced the Galapagos for September of 26.
That's awesome.
I'm not sure I knew you guys did that.
I didn't either.
I think I have a room for you and Donna. I think I can find one.
But I will say that, you know, you go to zoos, and I know you love zoos, mm-hmm. but there's nothing like a safari. I mean, it's just
there's nothing like a safari. And the really cool thing about what we do is we have partners in some of these areas
right.
Because through AZA, they might be doing research that we help fund or that AZA helps fund.
Wow.
So we get to do some really fun things. In Cape Town, we are going to SANCOB, which is the big worldwide research facility for African penguins. So we're actually going to go visit with them, see what they do, see what we find.
Okay, you talked about last time you were here, and we got cut short. But we're talking about, so some penguins don't live on ice in Antarctica. How do they live?
African penguins don't.
Do they live like in a jungle or a
desert? No, on the beach, in the water, on the beach. Okay. There's a beach called Boulders Beach that we're going to. It's a big place for penguins, and it's just like if you're going to Florida, the beach in Florida. The beach is rocky. There's big rocks, and there's just penguins floating all over and on the beach, and that's just where they live.
That's cool. Awesome.
All right.
That's
so, really, but in the near future, though, Tuesday.
June 10th, Sip and Safari.
That's going to be fun. That's a great evening.
It is a great evening.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a little bit smaller of a right. Crowd-in feast, laid back,
all right.
fun
Keep
event.
Keep us posted on your capital campaign that when you get the amount and what some of the naming rights are. You know, a listener may, some people are very connected to the zoo. You know,
people love the zoo.
They do.
They've
How can
got
we
great,
help?
Great
How can we help
memories.
Raise money for this?
Write me a check, John.
I lost my checkbook.
Whatever.
And my wallet.
You know what? The more we keep talking about
that.
That's what helps.
All right, we're gonna get you back on here. I really want that to
love
be successful.
Love this, Christine. This is good stuff. Christine Schutze, NEW Zoological Society. We're 100% behind what you do.
Thank you so much.
Back after this.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Take it from there.
Hey, welcome back. Mino the Mayor. Special thanks to Christine Schutze, NEW Zoological Society. We want to raise some money for that penguin cage.
That penguin, that's a little bit of a segue to our next guest, because the penguin cage right now is...
Because they got to be washed, the windows,
well, see,
to
see
them.
That's what they're doing.
So who are we going to get to wash
right
them?
Right now they have the penguins, and they swim in, and they go into this cave. So they're going to remodel it and make it all glass so that you can see them when they're not
outside. But we need somebody to wash the windows.
And wash the windows.
Ethan?
A perfect job for me. I'll keep them clean. Right.
Anyway,
Todd, how's that for a segue?
In there.
Okay. That was perfect.
Oh, it's award-winning, let me just say that.
Hey, Brittany.
You hear that?
Yeah.
All right. Select Exterior Services. You are a young entrepreneur.
Ethan, pronounce your last name.
Wunderlich. Yep.
Wunderlich. Okay. Wasn't sure.
All right.
Ethan Wunderlich, Select Exterior Services, 21 years old. I didn't even know how to do anything when I was 21. And you got your own company.
Yep. Out of Appleton.
Yep. Out of Appleton.
You choose?
And we love young entrepreneurs.
We do. We like to feature a small business every week. And how did your dad do this? Or how did you get into this? What is it? Tell me all you do. You wash windows. I know that. But you power wash?
Yep. Yeah, I wash windows. I do a little bit of pressure washing, and I do gutter cleaning as well. So I started doing it in high school, actually. My friend's dad bought a local franchise of a window cleaning business, and then I started doing it with about four of my friends. And that was it was such a great summer job. I really loved doing it. It was a pretty small startup cost, so I just decided to start my own business, and it's taken off.
I will say this. I'm this old guy who someday will fall off a ladder and whatever, cleaning gutters. There's nothing more gross than cleaning gutters.
Yeah, well, that's kind of where I capitalize, is doing the things that nobody else wants to do and the jobs that suck for other people. So.
Yeah. And you do both commercial and residential?
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Commercial I do year-round, so I keep me busy even in the winter. And then residential is kind of just starting up.
You're right. You're doing things that other people may not want to do.
So and it's dangerous.
It is. Ladders, right.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. You can definitely negate a little bit of that with some experience, but yeah, it's for sure.
Okay. So the startup costs weren't significant. It's not like you had to buy a bunch of heavy equipment, but there were costs regardless, where did you get, I mean, you're in high school, where'd you get the money?
Yeah, so I had been working window cleaning for 2 summers already, and then also my dad had started his own business, so that was also a little bit of an inspiration for me to do that. But I'd been working for him doing some demolition, flooring work, stuff like that, so taking out tile, showers, all sorts of work.
How high will you go to wash windows? Because we watch people at the Schreiber building, and I like my stomach gets a little weird just seeing them up that high.
Oh yeah, I don't do any of the stuff where you're dropping off buildings yet. Okay. But I get up to probably third story on my ladder.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, yeah, so that's pretty tall.
But hey, I'm not even joking about this. I can name like at least Max McGee as one, my former who have gotten died or really severely hurt by cleaning gutters and washing windows and doing things on their. I mean, you got to really know what you're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because that margin of error is catastrophic.
Two things. You got to know what you're doing. Also, look at this kid.
Well, I know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I get plenty of workouts. I do a lot of rock climbing, actually. Odyssey so climbing gym in Green Bay here. I visit there all the time. It's actually super useful.
I stepped over rock the other day.
Yeah, no, but it's nice. I get those little finger holds while I'm up on the ladder. It keeps me secure.
So you're a rock climber.
Yeah, yeah. And that actually keeps a lot of the fear off, too. Well, I do some breath work.
Isn't that
a perfect hobby?
Yeah. That's a great thing to do. Wow. All right. So, and how's the business going? It's been, what, 3 years, 2 years?
Yep. Yeah, it's going really well. I'd say it's getting better every year. A lot of my customers are people that come back every year, even twice a year. And then from there, it's like friends, family. A lot of my customers are kind of like, it's kind of like one big network. A lot of them know each other. So
that's cool. Really cool. That is the best advertising, right? His referral?
Yep. Yeah. I kind of, again, my dad started his business and he's never done any advertising. So that's always how he's told me, just do a good job.
There's not a lot of people that I would think go into this line of work, correct?
Yeah. Yeah. It's definitely not a ton of competition.
No.
So.
I mean, you gotta be kind of badass, to be honest with you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, Warren Buffett is actually, $148 billion. They were asking him, how can you tell? What's the best thing to do if you want to make a lot of money? Like a lot of money. He goes, you know what? People ask me that all the time. But, you know, people look at, well, schooling, right? Go to Colgate or Brown or someone. Or they ask about grades. It went through all these things, your family, you know, where you came from. He said the number one thing to be financially successful is the earlier age you start a business, the better you're going to be. Because you've learned a lot, right? I mean, you're 21, so you start when you're about 18, 19. Yep. I bet you've learned a lot about marketing and referral. Go ahead, you tell me.
Yeah, definitely. Because you don't feel ready for it right away. You just kind of got to figure stuff out as you go. So it's forced me to figure out, marketing, my taxes, all that stuff. You know, it's just kind of a learning lesson every day.
How about the employees? We talk about sometimes people say employees aren't reliable. You know, they hire somebody to paint. Well, paint's a good example. And they don't show up how do you?
Yeah, so I've actually dealt with that mostly by just keeping it close. For the last couple of years, I had friends working with me. The same friends who were working at the other window cleaning place with me have helped me out the last 2 summers. And then this year, it's going to be my younger sister's boyfriend, actually, who's helping me out. So, usually I just keep it friends or family. And then it's, you can trust them and they're going to
do a good job. Because that is when the people we bring in here, when we talk about the number one type of thing that's their biggest obstacle of succeeding was keeping good employees.
Yeah.
You
must, I teach some classes on this. We don't always recommend friends and family.
Yeah, I would say it can be difficult if situations come up, but usually with window cleaning, it's pretty lighthearted. I mean, it's like, there's nothing too serious. They appreciate the job. I pay them well. And
but I will
try to
say
keep
this. Okay, I'll be honest. That's great. When I worked at my brother's gas station, and back in the day when you had to wash the windshields.
Oh, yeah.
That's harder than you think to make it.
Because
there have been times when cars have pulled away and then they stop and they've gotten out themselves with like a handkerchief because it's streaky type thing. So there's a little bit more of a technique and an art to doing that to not have them streaky than you would think. True?
Oh, yeah. The actual window cleaning itself is harder than you'd imagine.
Yes.
It takes a lot. And when you're looking at the window, too, it's different than most people looking through it. So when you're actually cleaning it, I notice every little spot on there that maybe you would never see. But
and everybody will point out whatever mistake you make, they will point out.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. And after it's clean, it's easier to see all the tough spots that are left.
Exactly.
So.
It does screens too. I mean, you guys, I have to do it in my house. So there's two things that you have. You have the right solution. And we read stuff, vinegar, newspaper, all that. And nothing seems to work until you showed up. And the other thing is you got pretty good equipment.
Yeah, yeah. I would say the equipment's the main part. The solution's nothing too crazy. I'm always open with that. It's just Dawn dish soap and water. But the big part that makes a difference is
you don't have some super chemical sneaky thing that somebody created?
No, and I'll be honest, that's what all professional window cleaners use. It's just Dawn.
Say that again. What
soap.
Do you use?
Pretty much all window cleaners just use Dawn dish soap and water. But the difference is having the professional mop and the rubber squeegee and then just a good know-how of actually how to use the squeegee.
I think this is awesome. I mean, two things you're doing. You found a niche. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you just stay with the guy you were with? Can I ask that? I just want to reintroduce you real quick. It's Ethan Wunderlich. You own a company out of Appleton called Select Exterior Services, and we're spending a lot of time on windows. And why don't you stick around? You do other things besides that. But you started working for a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And you, what made you leave, or why didn't you stay with him? Or
yeah, so
you got that entrepreneurial...
Yeah, I really loved working at that company. I have nothing against them, but it was just something that I wanted to go my own way and do my own thing. I could see kind of the percentages of what I was making. I felt like my value was more than that. So I just thought it would
be... Okay, so I'm going to be honest with you something, okay? So my mirror in my bathroom, okay, it's always dirty because I brush my teeth really aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so it, like, you know what, yeah. So, and I even bought some of that glass cleaner for like $6, that spray stuff. I could just use, tell me again, what would be the best thing to use on a mirror in a bathroom?
Well, Dawn dish soap and water. And then if you're just using a rag, I would use, if you have like a microfiber, that would probably work the
best.
What's
a microfiber? I don't know what that is.
It's just a real fine one. It doesn't leave all the spots and everything.
Do you know? You don't know.
I do, yes.
You can buy that over the counter?
Yeah, you can buy them anywhere.
Do you go to a store and ask for microfibers?
Yeah, what I mean, if you go to like Home Depot, Menards, anywhere, I'm sure they'd have them.
Dollar Tree?
Find it at Dollar Tree, yeah. Like a car store?
Detailing towels. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise the ones I use are actually like recycled surgical towels, so they're a little different.
Oh, wow.
The specialty window cleaner, but those are a little harder.
You know,
we used to wash
cars at my brother's gas station. Chamois cloths.
Oh yeah,
remember chamois cloths?
I don't know those.
He's a young kid. Yeah, I don't know. Those were awesome.
But you remember that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Those were kind of expensive, though.
I know, but that was the cool. That was like the professionals with chamois cloths.
What was that?
It was a weird round, almost felt like leather, soft leather.
Half of it was like. Anyway, yeah. Well,
yeah. Okay.
Hey, okay. I'm gonna be honest with you on something. I don't want to sound like a creepy old guy.
Yeah.
All right. Too late.
But don't tell us what you did with those. Let's come on. What? Oh no. Okay, Ethan.
What are you gonna ask?
Chuck Wellens, my great Vietnam veteran friend.
Yes, yes, I am.
He grew up at a gas station, and he admitted, were any windshields ever washed better than on like a Sunday afternoon when these hot high school girls came and you had to wash the windows? I'm just being honest. Chuck will admit that.
But see, Ethan.
Chuck, if you're listening, are you with me? Yeah, we'd use a chamois cloth.
Okay, that's true. I just want to say what you do is...
We would weave.
Yes.
I got no one to impress, actually. I'm married, so...
All right. Well, that doesn't...
So's John.
Trust me, she's not impressed.
But Ethan, I think the reason one would go to you, one is, you know, I wouldn't want to take any income off your table, so that's why I hire you. But
the
danger of it and the equipment and how quick you are. I mean, you do... But you must do a couple houses a day. Easy.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say that's the biggest part is I can do in a couple hours what a lot of people say it takes 2 or 3 days, you know? So it definitely saves a lot of time.
Do you do the insides too?
Yep. Yeah, I do outside and inside.
And screens.
Yeah, so then I'm opening them up. I do the sill. I wipe the frame.
Oh, my gosh.
I
need that so bad.
He's awesome.
And you can always give me a call.
Yeah. We love him.
And again, I just want to stress
about
this. I've got 5 guys. Who tried doing stuff on ladders themselves and either died or broke their back or broke a leg or whatever. Guys like my generation guys.
Yeah, I hear that all the time from customers saying that they just hired me out this year because last year they got in some accident or something.
It happens so easy.
Give me before it's too late, before you break your leg.
right, there you go. I want to, your product expansion, can you hold them over?
Yeah.
All right, stick around. I want to talk about the windows. We spend a lot of time on that because this is the time of year I think people do their windows, right? Yep.
And what's the grossest trees to have over hanging gutters? Well, hold that thought.
All right, I'll think about it.
We got a text here. Paula from Pulaski, name your panda Ruby to portray her beautiful red color.
I like that.
That's you got the music to go with it. Todd can get the music.
Ruby, don't take your love to town.
Right.
That would be good.
Bring it on. I like it.
Okay.
Paula?
The contest is closed.
Paula, right. You're a winner.
All right, we'll be right back with Ethan Wunderlich.
Back after us?
We got a whole minute. You got a,
Is your last name the same?
We got a whole minute.
What's that?
You got a whole minute.
Oh, I was going to ask, Ethan, is your name the same as the Wunderlich tests that the NFL players take?
I've gotten that a couple times. As far as I can tell, no. There's no relation.
No?
No.
Okay.
There's nobody that I know.
Okay. I want to talk about your other products that you do and how you're going to grow your business. Geographically or product line or there's a lot of business.
Ruby, are you contemplating going out somewhere?
Now we're out of time.
All right.
I think we are.
The shadow on the wall tells me the sun is going down. Don't take your love to town. It wasn't me that started that old crazy Asian war, but I was proud to go and do my patriotic chore.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Oh, the smell of the bakery from across the street.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor with Ethan Wunderlich. Select Exterior Services, something that probably everybody, now that the weather is getting a little bit warmer, would like to get their windows cleaned inside and out. And you do that for a living at 21 years old. That's awesome, man.
Yep. Yeah, it's a perfect time for it. And I would honestly say being young was actually a bit of a benefit. I think when you're young and, you know, people see you trying to go for something, I think actually people are more likely to support you. I think people want to support people who are going for their dreams and trying to do something.
Good
that
for you.
A difference.
When we run into you, it's like, how old are you? And you said, I think like we were like one of your first customers.
Yeah, I was probably 18 when I started doing your windows.
And you're reliable. You do a good job. And I think that's great. Tell me how we can contact you. I know you're in Appleton, but tell us about you.
Yeah. So if you look up Select Exterior Services online, I have a website, a Google page, all of that. You can also just call or text me, 920-427-9468. Or you can email me at ethan@selectexteriorservices.com.
Great. And you not only do windows, which we were talking about, some of us don't love doing, but some other products that you offer.
Yeah, I do residential and commercial windows. I do gutter cleaning. There's a lot of that in the fall. And then I do just like first story, pressure washing, decks, driveways, stuff like that.
That's 9468. I mean, commonly there'll be Johnny Urkovic and Gail Gillingham.
That's how he remembers numbers. Really? He never heard of those guys. Do you know?
Yeah, I don't know those. I don't know. I'm assuming sports.
Okay, I'll make it easier for you then. Bob Kuberski and Gail Gillingham.
Oh, well, that makes it all sure. Yeah.
Got that? Got that, Ethan? Okay. All right. So, you're 2-3 years, and what are your plans for this business? I mean,
So I'm hoping to just keep going with it. At some point, maybe automate it where I have employees going that can go out and clean the windows. I can maybe just set the schedule. But honestly, I think I'll always probably want to do a little bit of window cleaning. I do just really love it. I like interacting with the homeowners, being outside in the sun.
You know, we got a young guy here, Rebel.
Yep.
Who does owns a detail shop about your age.
Yep.
And there's just something to be said about guys your age getting into these businesses.
And they love it.
Yeah. I think home services are a great way to start your own business. It's usually a lower cost of entry. You can do it any age. You don't need certifications and stuff. And I think it's just a great alternative to college.
You're not jaded yet in the workforce.
I was just going to say that. But I think what Ethan said is true about, I think a lot of us who are in business would like, or anybody likes to give these guys a shot.
Absolutely.
And if you deliver like you did, it's like, well, we'll not only get you back, but we'll be a referral.
Yeah.
And I don't know, we're just totally impressed with you. So.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yeah, I think that's the biggest thing is just doing a good job and having people back year after year.
What if Jim calls you next year and says, hey, I know you do windows and stuff like that, but I need somebody to put up some Christmas lights. Then what? Because he's always looking for a little help.
That's actually so interesting. I bought a bunch of Christmas lights last year. That's another thing that a lot of window cleaners will get into it into winter, but they came too late, so I didn't get into it. But this year, I actually am planning on hanging Christmas lights.
That you bring the lights too? You bring the lights?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So the professional lights, it's like customizable where you could have a certain pattern. Like all the bulbs are like, I could customize it by the bulb. So it could be like every other color.
Leave a brochure on the table.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, I don't think there's anything worse than putting up Christmas lights outside. I would have hired you in a heartbeat.
People say that about every one of the jobs I do, that there's nothing worse. So I'm used to it at this point.
And yet
point.
They still want to do it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's...
Well, it's because it's neighborhood.
It's my, you know...
A little peer pressure.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool.
That's I think you're going to be busy as heck with that.
Yeah.
And your wife is supportive of all this? And
Yeah, she actually started her own business as well. Shout out Wonder Beauty in Appleton if you a facial. She does those.
What does she do?
She does facials and just like beauty stuff. So they're real relaxing. She has her own little salon.
I might hire her.
Yeah.
I'm using this stuff now. It's like pollen... what's it called, Todd?
Pollen.
What is? No, it is.
Bee pollen?
Yeah, bee pollen.
Oh, really?
Does she do that?
I'm not sure if she does that. I know that it is like a good supplement to take, though, or something, but
I'm
not
sure
about
putting it on. I've
heard
so many people
tell me my skin is
looking so much more effervescent. It's unbelievable.
Okay.
So I would get something like that with her before my 50-year anniversary, or my not 50-year high school reunion. I would like to get
just a little touch up or something. Yeah,
take a little bit more.
Could she do that?
Yeah, yeah, she does that. She does actually a lot of work with
older men.
Don't
older,
say that. Ethan?
Okay.
What the hell was that?
I got ahead of myself a little bit.
Ethan, all right, hey, look at the time, quickly, Ethan. We got to go.
Honestly, I think it would be fun to have her on. Let's have her on so she can tell us about her business, right?
Yeah.
And then maybe have her
before and after.
I'd do a little bit before and after with John and see what kind of work she can do on that.
And I will be your testimonial to the before and after windows, because you can take a picture now. He's going to my house.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'll be there right after.
All right.
Cool.
I'm in.
We just love the small entrepreneur, though. And you've got the right attitude. You love it. You're not doing it because you have to do it. Yeah, good luck to you, Ethan.
Yeah, thank you.
Like Todd said, love anybody that gets into business because of the passion versus the profit or the whatever.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think
one last thing we always have to ask. Two quick things. We've got 2 minutes left. Two quick things. Number one, it sounds like you answered the first one. Your parents kind of do these kind of things, so that's where the passion came from.
Yep.
Advice for anybody else, a young person, not somebody 45 years old, a young person at your age at 21, advice, good and bad, that you've learned.
I would say just going for it is usually the biggest thing.
Right.
Usually you can figure out anything as you go. You never think you're going to be prepared. So I would say you just have to take the first step. Just start going towards what you want.
Because you don't want to be 45, 50, sitting at a bar, wish I would have done this. I think that's great. And I think it's yours is going to work. And most of them, a lot of them don't. But, I mean, you've done it right.
Yeah, especially today, you can always find more information online. 50 other people have done exactly what you're trying to do. And I don't know. You can just get lost researching all this stuff. It's like information analysis paralysis.
You know what I love? I remember the movie about the two guys who's the guy that started up the internet or whatever. You know who?
Al Gore?
No, the other guy. Yeah. The other guy. Famous guy.
Bill Gates?
No, the other guy. Younger guy.
I don't know.
Up YouTube and started up Facebook.
Zuckerberg?
Yeah, Zuckerberg.
That's Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, in that movie where he's at Harvard or Yale or whatever, and they say, our mission here isn't to help you get a job. Our mission is for you to create jobs for other people. And that's what you're doing.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what
All right, Select Exterior Services, Ethan Wunderlich, 427-9468 is your phone number and your website one more time.
Yep, it's just selectexteriorservices.com.
All right, cool. You're awesome, Ethan.
Bob Kaberski, Gail Gilling.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.